the team from the WOKV News team working hard in the severe weather center and working to get updates. We'll check the Clay Electric Cooperative story as well, and Florida Power and Light as well, as we've seen some gusty winds continue through northeast Florida. And as Clark Howard was talking about, our consumer warrior here on WOKV, you're going to begin to see some of those severe winds as you move through the afternoon. So we decided, let's just keep a connection going by phone. I guess one question that has come up from a couple of callers, Clark, is, where do I even begin? Is there one first step that someone can take depending on the level of damage that they have?
Yes. As soon as it's appropriate, if you have damage to your home, you want to both videotape it and take still photos of it. You want to document where things are. And when you deal with your insurer, if you have an insurable claim, you want to make sure that you are assigned an individual adjuster and that you stay in touch with him or her. Now, depending on the adjuster you get, some of them look at you as someone who is an adversary or an enemy. Others will look at it as a cooperative effort. You're going to have to, no matter what, keep your cool. But if you have an adjuster who is really looking at you as the enemy, you want to talk with that adjuster supervisor and see if you can be reassigned to a different adjuster.
Yeah, because you don't really have any other options to go with a different company. Your company is the company that you've selected. So seeking out a different adjuster would be an important thing. I would imagine that we have a lot of adjusters who are still in the Houston, Texas area. In fact, I have a friend who works for USAA, and she was dispatched from Virginia to the Louisiana Gulf Coast, and the assignment was an open-ended assignment. I would wonder, given the devastation and damage across Houston and the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coast, if we may be facing some delays in folks getting to Florida.
Well, this is a terrible thing to tell you, but the biggest reason that it's not going to be super hard for them to come up with adjusters is 82% of the homeowner damage in Texas was uninsured.
Oh.
So people did not have the right lines of insurance in Texas. And so I think about the flooding in downtown Jacksonville. You know, if someone does not have flood insurance, this is not a homeowner's claim if the damage to your home is from water, from flood. You know, if it's from water up above, it's covered by homeowners. If it's from water that rises, it is not covered unless you have flood insurance.
I'd imagine that one of the first steps people need to be taking, they should have taken it probably before the storm even came, especially if they were evacuating, is to get those paperwork in order, including their homeowner's insurance policy and probably all of the other paperwork that they would need for the home. If someone doesn't necessarily have that within arm's reach, are there simple steps that people should be taking in the coming days, Clark, to kind of begin that process if they did sustain either flood damage or damage from trees or lines and debris?
Yes, the good thing today is that even if you don't have hard copies of your policies, if you are set up for your dashboard for your insurer on their app or on their website, you have a username and password you can access. You can see everything about your coverages and limitations simply by going onto your insurer website or app. And it's also a way now with many of the insurers where you'll be able to communicate following a storm is through the app. So the electronics have made it easier if we've not done a good job with the paperwork stuff.
That's good. Any other advice you can pass along to folks in the immediate aftermath of a pretty significant punch from Hurricane Irene as she passed by? And we're still feeling the effects still today. You know, one of them
sure.
is making sure that you don't get stuck on the roads and then have to pull off and pop into hotel rooms for the next week or so.
Well, speaking of which, Atlanta is packed with Floridians. Everywhere you go, the cars are all Florida tag cars. Just stay put here till JEA gets the power back on in Jacksonville. Tell that to all your relatives that are in Atlanta, because they should stay till you know the lights have come back on. You know, this is a time that requires patience, and the best of us can come out. I was reading a story today about how people in Puerto Rico had been doing flotillas to other Caribbean islands on personal boats to take food and water to people who are stranded on other islands where they're running out of boats. I mean, this is a time where you see the best in humanity. You can also see the worst. But help your fellow neighbor in Jacksonville. Help your fellow neighbor at the beaches. If you have resources, you have supplies, help others that are stranded. And particularly if you have any elderly neighbors in the Jacksonville area, you know they're at home. Do what you can to assist them because their families may be elsewhere in the United States. You're the one who can be the good neighbor who steps in.
Yeah, check on them and make sure everyone is okay. Just don't do it right now, beyond unless you have a phone or you're able to maybe send a text or email, because it is not advised to get out on the roads at any point. Clark, we appreciate it. Thanks for your service to the community and to our country as well. And we'll obviously be back in touch with you in the coming days. I'm sure we'll probably have a stockpile of questions. I mean, this is just the beginning of a very, very long recovery process for Northeast Florida and making people whole again. You may be a great asset to us. Thanks for all you do.
Absolutely. I'm going to try to come down later this week and see if I can be of assistance.
Oh, that we look forward to having you here. You know where to find us. Thankfully, we didn't have any damage to the radio stations here, but we had guys that I want to make sure Northeast Florida understands. They were literally holding back water behind the scenes. Clark Howard, thanks so much for your time this morning.